Okay, hello.
Hello. What were you? No, you're not the host now. Okay, so what's happened here is I'm the host, Kevin Ryan. This is the podcast, Tyrants in Training podcast. Your voice is too low sometimes, so I've asked you to sit where I usually sit.
In the host seat.
In the host seat, as it were. And asked you to press a single button, and then you figured you can start this
podcast. I'm gone drunk with power now.
You're gone 1 week. See, it's your mother. Your mother puts ideas in your head. This is our second attempt at this intro. Yeah. I learned something that I'm going to find out in a few minutes. It's that Celine really doesn't want you to Google Celine Lang. So I'm very curious.
There won't be anything there.
Yeah, we'll find out. Explain what this podcast is about.
You please. Talk to people and you ask some questions about what they'd be like if they ruled their own country.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So I also want to mention, I've been trying to figure out, obviously, you know, ways to get this podcast looking, more people get eyes on it and stuff like that, right? Get tips off other more successful podcasts, except Joe Rogan, because he's the moron. But there's a new thing. I don't know that I explained this to you. So do you know when you look on TikTok and any stories or reels or anything like that?
Yeah.
There's usually, people will put music under clips.
Oh yeah, like
and it's always, and it's fine when there's no sound required, so whatever, you can put whatever on. But when it's just like two baby monkeys hugging each other, absolutely fine. Don't need audio.
Yeah.
But then when it's something like a father learns that he's about to become a grandfather. And
dramatic music.
And it's dramatic music under it while they're speaking. And you're like, what the fuck is this about? Right. But that's apparently the way it is. The new thing now, apparently, is podcasts do it.
Oh.
Podcast put epic music under two people just fucking talking about advice.
Jesus.
So, I think that's what I'm going to have to start doing. So, we're going to do this for maybe 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, give it a break.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to put in some epic music, right?
Okay.
Now, let's talk about some advice. Let's give advice. Quick, go.
Advice about what?
Anything. Life.
Life.
Okay, think about it. It's someone sitting down listening to this. In work.
But they ask you a question.
No. Unsolicited advice is the way you do it. Go.
Always make sure.
No. When you're talking to someone. No, how'd you get ahead in a job? Go.
just make sure you do everything to the best of your ability.
No, but it's always talking about other people, about how you're better than them. You have to say, like, when you want to get ahead in life, you have to remember, some people don't have the work ethic of you, so you always have to push forward. Yeah,
well, that's such like a mean way of doing it.
Exactly, that's how we're going to get big in this. Go.
Well, if you want to get ahead in life, then you gotta walk all over everybody else.
Yeah, that's what I find as well.
Nobody is as good as you. You're the best person. And you're the only important person. You're the main character of your own movie, and you need to.
And has that happened to you? Have you done that, or have you experienced?
Oh, all the time, every day.
Every day you walk over people.
Yeah, look what I just did with taking over this podcast.
My soul is broken. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. That'll get us more views. Epic music cancelled. So if you want to listen to the if you want to follow this podcast, you should look on Instagram.
Yeah.
Trides, Blue Sky, Twitter. Yeah. You'll find me at Kev Ryan Person on all of them. Do you want to hear all the context?
Yes.
I'm just going to stay on holiday and fuck you. I mean, maybe it's not a full-on bloody war, but, you know, the war of, you know, trying to break boundaries inappropriately. I am the Royal Highness, not the Deity Highness. There's the hymen, and we really appreciate everything that Barry, the Handless Wonder, has done.
I didn't expect it to be so sexually charged.
Yeah, neither did I. It's not. No, it's fine. I should mention, so the guest is independent filmmaker and actress Alexis Adkins.
Yes.
Okay. You can follow her on... is she on Twitter anymore? I don't think it's active, but she's on Instagram and Threads and Blue Sky. So if you look for the first two at... Alexis.Atkins.actor and Blue Sky is just Alexis Atkins.
Do you know my handles off by heart? You always know all of these people's handles off by heart, and you wouldn't. That's damning in our relationship, I think.
I have a joke that I'll tell you later.
Okay.
That makes sense. Anyway, back to the guest.
Yes.
Yes. She is also known as, if I can remember this top of my head, her most Royal Highness... and Empress and Tsarina of the Vagina Isles.
Very nice. Yep.
So this is going to be one of those woke feminist movements. I don't even know what's not. Don't worry about it. But yeah, here you are.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
It's the first time I think I've listened to one where I've had a visible reaction to like, oh.
Yeah, that was visible. Yeah.
Wasn't expecting that.
Okay. All right. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone.
I've always likened myself to be a malevolent dictator.
Why malevolent?
Because there's a large portion of the population that I don't like.
Who are those people?
I mean, like, if I were to actually, like, trying to target a group, it's, you know, anybody who is a religious extremist.
Yes.
And trying to impose their will onto others. And I know that's very hypocritical because as a malevolent dictator, I would be imposing my will on others.
But
it would also be, you know, like you're trying to take advantage and abuse. Nope, we're going to cut your head off because we don't need people like that.
The whole scenario of this podcast is you are the ruler of your own nation. So you being malevolent and just deciding what you want, there's a level of fairness of like, no, we've all agreed to that. Like, by the way, the people who sit on your island or live on your island now, they've agreed, like they have come into your island going, this is the way she is. So,
listen,
you said that you fancied yourself as a cult leader, except it was a bit too much work.
Yeah.
I have a question. Do you think then you would prefer to be the leader of a cult or a leader of a country?
What's the difference?
More people, I imagine, more administration.
Okay.
Probably get more money, surely. Or, I mean, you get more palaces, bigger palaces and stuff, don't you? Can probably do
more. Mean, I've seen the way some of these cult leaders live. I feel like that's kind of a draw. You might even get better palaces as a cult leader. And honestly, I don't need to be put up that well. So I could go either way on that.
Why don't you pick one and we'll finagle these questions into whichever.
Well,
one
I mean, your concept is all about, you know, the leader of your own country or your own small island
country.
Or what have you. So let's go with the cult leader of a country.
God, I was looking there that I mean, I'm gonna say this is the richest. It says the richest cult in the world is Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints with an estimated wealth exceeding 100 billion. Fair play to them. Well done to them. Okay, right. So, Alexis, you have to think though first, if you're going to run your own country, where would you put your country in the world? Like, we're not going to take over a country for you.
No, I'm going to have it built from the ground up, kind of the islands in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah. Are you cold or hot person?
I'm a little more temperate, so I would probably do like, you know, maybe off the California coast, or maybe Papua New Guinea sounds like it might be nice. There's a lot of.
I'm sorry.
Pretty temperate, so I'd probably go off of it because you don't have as many hurricanes, you don't have as many typhoons, you don't have a lot of tornadoes.
Where is that?
Off the west coast of the States.
So you said off the coast of California was temperate. I've been there once. That is hotter than the sun. That is awful weather. I mean, awfully hot.
I mean,
no?
Maybe talking like, you know, different perspectives. I mean, like, what's the hottest it gets in Ireland in the summer?
Hold on a minute, because you do it in a completely different way.
Yeah, we do the Fahrenheit, which makes no sense.
Okay, I'm going to say like 25 degrees. This is where I shout to my fiance how hot it is in Ireland, but what's 25 degrees? We'll say 25 degrees, but that's for like 3 weeks in the year. And then you go back to, you know, 5 or 10.
Okay.
77 Fahrenheit.
So see, that to me is it, you know, that's, so if you get like central, like the center of California, that's, that's good. Whereas like, most of my life, I've lived in the South, at this point, probably about half of it. And you're looking at temperatures of the 40s Celsius, which is 100 and something Fahrenheit for the majority of the summer.
Yeah, that's a bit tough if you're doing that for the whole day. That's yeah. I've been in 40 degrees weather once, I think.
And then we were in Spain over the summer, last summer, and it was around 36, 38, I think. And yeah, that was tough. Jesus.
Yeah. You know, if it gets up into the, you know, the 80s and even the 90s, I'm fine.
You're fine. Okay.
Yeah. And that's even like with LA being, you know, 102.
Mm.
It's, you know, you can sweat that off and still, you know, as long as you're staying hydrated, you know, you sweat you it off and you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're
totally manageable.
Hey, you know more America more than me anyway. So you're saying off the coast of Mexico, off the coast of California. You wanted around there anyway, right?
Yeah.
Fair enough, we can do that. We'll say there's like 10 million people on your island.
Exactly. Okay. So yeah, and you go further west and you've got more typhoons and more, you also have, you know, whereas that particular stretch of ocean, generally fairly calm. I mean, you got some issues, but it's not so bad.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We should think of a name for the island though as well. Do you have any ideas what name you'd call this new country?
Well, I thought about that. And then I thought about, you know, naming it after one of the deities or even a saint. Mm. And then I thought, well, what if I just named it like Vagina Isles?
The Witch Isles?
Vagina Isles.
Nobody will ever find it.
Well, no, I mean, they have to find the vagina. If I would name it Clitoris Isles, no man would ever get there.
I beg to differ. I still have not found a vagina. Okay, wait, so there's going to be more than one island, because you said isles.
Yeah, let's do like a little cluster, kind of cluster. Like Hawaii.
Yeah.
So yeah, so the main island can be the Vagina Isle, and then there's the Clitoral Isle, which will, you
is
know,
is that the richest part of town?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I figured.
That's, you know, not very many people are there, hard to find.
Okay.
But when you get there, you're really excited.
Is there two islands? My God, actually, John, I'm not even going to try and joke about this because I have so little knowledge of the female genitalia.
You can do the labia minor, labia major.
There you go.
There's the hymen. Sometimes those
that's
islands.
That's the highway, surely, is it? It's like the one in Germany that just goes straight through the country. You can go as fast as you want on that. Right. Okay. Vagina. This is where my Irishness comes into it, and I get really nervous saying the name of the country. Do you have an idea what your? Hang on a minute. I have my fiance's email on this laptop, and an Amazon order just came through, and I'm nosy, but I'm not looking there. I have to ask you, what would your title be? Your official title as ruler of Vagina Isles?
Her Royal Highness and Empress and Tsarina.
Okay, so all of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Because if we're going to go, let's fucking go full bore. Let's, yeah.
You're putting down a marker now that I am the fucking boss.
I'm taking it all.
Okay, I'm going to have to. Okay, hold on. Her Royal Highness was the start of it.
Her Most Royal Highness, Empress, and Tsarina. Or Tsara.
Tsarina?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's Russian.
Toyota? What? What is a Tsarina?
Actually, it's. The Russians had, instead of kings and emperors, they had czars.
Oh, yes, that makes sense. Okay, yeah. I was spelling it Z-A-R, and that's what I was like, what the hell is Tsarina?
I think it's C-Z-A-R.
Yeah, Tsarina is a brand of Russian Argos or something, I think. I don't know. Oh, no, it's clothing line in Russia. So, okay, Tsarina, I'll change the name of that. So, Her Most Royal Highness and Empress and Tsarina.
Yeah.
Okay, can I just suggest there, because I've seen this with Empress when anyone has chosen the word Empress. Like, Empress is obviously much grander than a queen, right?
Right.
You wouldn't go with goddess, no?
Well, I wouldn't want to. There is that temptation to put yourself as a deity as opposed to royalty. However, you want to appease your deities and let them know that you respect them and they have powers that you don't. So you want to recognize that while you may be appointed by deities, you are not a deity. And it shows some level of humbleness, maybe faux, but there is a humbleness that, you know, there is something greater than yourself.
So if people are walking around calling you, you know, hey, your second most royal highness and empress and Tsarina, deity is obviously the most actual royal.
Right.
Highness. They're not in trouble for saying that, no?
No.
Okay, so your name is actually isn't a most royal highness. It's the second most high.
Well, I'm still the most royal highness, but
then my deity is.
But deities are the highestness.
Yeah, so they're the most highest. But you're the most royal highness. But they're
right, because I am the royal highness, not the deity highness.
Oh, okay. Right, I'm going to have to make an edit to this again. Okay, her most royal highness, and in a deity is the most the most deityest highness.
People are going to listen to this and go, how fucking high is she? And believe it or not, I'm not.
No, you just woke up and had a cup of coffee. I am
exactly
coming down,
right.
I'm coming down with the flu. So it might be delirium kicking in early. Okay, so that's your official title. It is... Yeah. Her most royal highness and empress and Serena. Nobody's using your name, Alexis. It's just that, right?
Only my very close personal circle, and they actually can call me Alex.
What if someone out in the street says, hey, Alex?
They would get called in to see why they felt that they could be that familiar.
Okay, called into where? Into the police station?
Into my royal courtroom, the royal court. Sit in front of me and to explain why they felt that they could be that familiar
when
they don't know me.
Alex, I'll be honest with you. I've had a pretty bad day, and I realized I couldn't go on holiday this year, so I'm not going to see anything nice. And I thought, you know, it'd be a great idea. If I called you Alex, then you'll bring me in here and I'll see this wonderful palace. So I've had a great day.
You had a great day being chained up. And,
my kids are here as well calling you Alex the whole time. Are they chained up?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
If you're their parent, then you need to take responsibility for how you're raising your child. And if you're raising your child that they can treat other people however they want and disrespect other people's boundaries like that, then everybody needs to learn a pretty fucking serious lesson.
Okay, but we're filming this because it's Little Barry's first word. So can we just edit out that part where you chastised him for saying his first word?
Okay, if it's his first word, then Little Barry is... going to be held in the royal nursery.
Right.
Until you prove that you are an adequate parent to raise Little Barry to be respectful of others and their boundaries.
Absolutely. Your most royal highness and empress and Tsarina. Sorry about that. I'll check. I'll get Barry saying other words right now.
You will have people checking up on you on a regular basis for the first 5 years of his life to make sure that you are actually doing that. Those will be probably quarterly.
Grand.
After that, depending on how you do, we can either suspend these inspections or they can become more frequent or less frequent depending on how you do.
Well, I have no problem at all because with that, of course, not that it matters whether I have a problem with it, but I am in a stable job. I'm actually the head of a charity that looks after, finds and looks after lost dogs. And, you know, a lot of the money goes to actually finding the dogs, not like some charities that like take in a lot of money. I've been married happily for the last 24 years. And yeah, no, just really nice guy. No, I like to knit sweaters for the homeless as well. So,
well, see, I appreciate what you're saying. Having lived in the United States and having some experience with people who create their own nonprofits, I do have to wonder if you are a narcissist, because 90% of the people who create their own nonprofits actually have severe narcissistic tendencies and want their own dictatorship as well, and are very abusive to those who work with them in these. So I need to dig deeper into that.
I actually didn't create the charity. It was my wife's dad who passed away, and you know, in a tragic accident that also left my wife paralyzed. It's a very sad story. This is a comedy podcast, and
it has very funnily gone tragically downhill.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I actually gave up a career as a world famous actor to do this. I obviously don't put my name forward, no, but I appreciate if nobody knows that I'm running this. I kind of got off the grid a bit, so I'm not very comfortable with people knowing my name is out there.
So you would like me to keep your philanthropic things private, which is a boundary that you've set, but yet you felt that you could cross my boundaries by calling me whatever you'd like.
It was just because I've been working 90 hours a week, and, you know, I have...
Do you know how many hours I work as the leader of this great land?
No, how many hours do you work?
I definitely put in more than 90 because this is a 24-hour situation
91
here.
91 hours. Oh yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Hey, if you wanna come to my house on holiday, you're more than welcome to. We have a.
And why should I show the people of my great land that I should grace your house with my presence?
Why are you so enthusiastic? Why are you so aggressive towards this poor man who just wanted a holiday and go to your palace?
Because I'm a woman, I'm aggressive.
Okay. No. You don't have to. I'm sorry. You know, whatever you want, you can do. Is he allowed to leave? Because you have him chained up to the bench or whatever he's on now.
But I'd probably put him someplace where he had the fear of deities set into him, and then I'd let him leave.
Like a Spanish Inquisition?
With a very stern, don't do it again.
Okay, what happens if he does it again next year when he wants another holiday?
You know what? No, you don't break people's boundaries like that. If you're going to break something, I mean, let's be honest about it. Me saying that certain people can call me Alex versus Alexis, that's a privilege.
Yeah. You know, they don't even appreciate enough.
Right. And if you're going to break, and quite frankly, in the scheme of things, that's kind of a soft bound. That's not a really important boundary. But if you're going to be that, if a person is going to be that disrespectful of that kind of boundary, and this I know is slippery slope logic, however, there is a through line. If you're going to be that disrespectful of that kind of boundary, when there's a larger boundary out there, are you actually going to respect it?
I do have to ask, and it's not something I would promote at all, of course, but when Barry grows up and he's 22 years old and then he sees you out in the street somewhere, and then he goes, God, Alex is doing a great job, and runs up and slaps you on the butt like a sports team and went, great job, Alex. What happens to that man? He is instantly dead, is he?
You know, anybody who slaps a woman on the ass, if you are a stranger and you go up and you slap a woman on the ass, at the very least, you should expect to draw back a nub. In fact, I'll even broaden that. You walk up to a stranger you don't know and you give them a firm smack on the ass, You need to be prepared to draw back a nub.
When you say draw back a nub, you mean their hand has been chopped off.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, I just wanted to see where the lines are. You know, is he instantly catapulted into a wall?
You don't touch a stranger like that without, you know, you don't know. You know, it's one thing to be in a bar and to give someone, a little nudge on the shoulder or something like that. You know, because you're having a good time, or like a little slap on the shoulder. Okay, you know, and people are open, you know, people are very welcome to say, hey, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But to walk up, you know, would you walk up to a dude in a bar? Would you walk up to anyone in a bar and like grab their crotch? And, you know, grab onto a tit? Why?
Yeah.
That is literally you saying that you need, whether you acknowledge it consciously or not, you're saying that you need to assert dominance over another person.
Yeah.
You need to assert dominance over a stranger. You know, it's not like, it's not like Barry and I are on a football team and we just made a touchdown and we're like, yeah. And, you know, giving each other a smack on the ass. Great play.
Because generally that's the go-to reference when it's like, oh, it's okay to do that when we're on the same team and you score a touchdown and I go, great job, and smack in the butt. And you're like,
even if you're on the opposite team and it's just a really good play and you're showing respect, you know, okay. I mean, granted, I also don't understand why people are so homophobic when you look at sports. Like American football, you've got dudes in tights jumping on each other.
Yeah.
And grabbing each other's asses.
Mm.
And then you're going to say, I'm afraid that one of those guys might be into penis.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know how it is in American football. I imagine it's the same. Where like in soccer or football in England or wherever else, there's no homosexual players, apparently.
You know, the one guy that did come out as being openly gay in the NFL, you know, he pretty much got run out. You know, it's like, but you know, who the fuck cares?
Yeah. Okay, so we need to figure out you have your name of the title and everything. Where are you living in the Vagina Isles?
I'll have my main residence on the clitoris.
Yes.
But I will have my, you know, kind of my is capital it... on the main aisle, so that way people can actually find it.
You're not like living in the capital. So are you outside? Like, you're not in the middle of a city then? You're outside in the kind of picturesque area?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, very, you know, lots of trees and birds, and, you know, it's a combination of being in the mountains with beachside.
So are you going for a castle or more modern home?
I could do a castle, kind of maybe a slightly modernized castle. Like, I would like to have flushing toilets, you know.
Well, you can have flushing toilets. Do you want? You can have Wi-Fi. Is that, yeah, you can have all modern amenities. It's not a camping site. Yeah, we can give you that. Do you want a throne room?
No, I don't want to. I don't need a throne room, but I do want, in my kind of like the isle capital on the main island, there will be a court, and it's, so that's more like the regal court kind of. So that way, you know, I can
punish people.
I can see my people. If there are grievances, people can come and make their grievances. But, any requests, you know, heads.
So when
of
they
state.
Go in. When they go into the court to see you, obviously, I imagine you have the, like, big, I don't know, red carpet, or, you know, it'll look really nice going in. But, like, if they're not walking up to you sitting on a throne, what are you? Are you just standing there in the middle of the floor?
I might have more of, like, a chaise.
A what?
A chaise lounge.
Is that the ones, like, the Romans used to be on?
Yeah.
Are they not awkward to sit on, no?
You just kind of sprawl. I want to be comfortable.
Yeah, fair. Okay. That's not very gaudy, is it? It's not, like, gold or anything. Like, full on...
No, I don't want it to be too gaudy. I want it to be more like a 1940s, 1930s style.
I'm going to type it in.
Something, you know, very simple. Here, let me see what I can find here.
Not like, I mean, of course, podcast is not a visual medium, but people just have to deal with it. I want to see what it is.
Yeah.
Share screen. I'm going to share this so I can... You're going for that, aren't you?
Yeah, roughly. Really? Let's see. Maybe not that one. That's a more of like...
That'll break your back, that one.
That looks like it's something for outside by the pool or something. See the turquoise aqua, the one to the left of that?
This one?
No, the one to the left. That one. Yeah.
Really? No, I'm not a fan. Okay. I mean, hey, you're the boss. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but wouldn't be my
Add
thing.
A couple pillows, maybe a throw, just in case, you know, it gets chilly and you need to
cover
up.
How is it chilly when it's like in 90 degrees Fahrenheit in...
Well, that's in the summer. In the wintertime, it can, or at night, it can get to, you know, 50s, 40s.
Oh, this one, that one have a little table as well. And that's a weird one, actually. Okay, yeah. Okay, hey, if that's what you want, you're not going to have that open on a few steps, are you? Like, you're going to be level with the floor.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And there will be like a little side table, so where I can have beverage, maybe a little snack.
Yeah. Okay. So with your country set up and everything, that's there the key questions to setting up a whole country. The last one is, do you want to allow people to vote? And what I mean is, do you want people to vote in 100 senators into a Senate and they'll do the everyday running of your country, you know, the kind of boring admin stuff? Or do you want to just say no voting? I will gather 10 people as my inner council and they'll do it.
People will be allowed to vote. Yes, I do want people to vote.
Do you trust them?
I will have, you know, I would say, you know, what did you say my population was?
Like 10 million.
10 million? Okay. So, yeah, I guess 100, you know, elected officials is a good number. So they would definitely vote for their representation.
They just voted in Barry, the one-handed ass banger. I don't know what to call him. Is that allowed?
Well, I mean, there will be, of course, there's going to be, you know, kind of parameters for the people who have voted in. If the only crime that Barry has committed is, actually, I would think that assaulting the leader of your land is a pretty high.
Probably you can't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, Barry can't get elected. He has removed himself from that privilege.
I mean, he has 84% approval rating. He is strongly liked.
Well, then we need to have a serious discussion with, I mean, I can't imagine that that would happen, because the people who are in the Vagina Islands,
yes,
they don't believe in that. And
but
if
are they, dog lovers?
Of course.
He has saved every single dog on this island.
Well, and that's fabulous. And we really appreciate everything that Barry, the Handless Wonder, has done for helping animal life and animal rescue on the Vagina Islands. That does not excuse other inappropriate behavior.
That's what that 16% who don't like him say. But, you know, the other 84 are pretty strongly in favor of him.
Right. I mean, you cannot... You know, I appreciate your love of animals, and I respect that. That does not give you carte blanche to behave however you want to in every other situation.
Yeah. So he's not allowed to be a senator?
No.
Okay. It was a choice between him and Melania Trump. So they're voting Melania.
No. So neither one of them are eligible.
Okay. Any famous person who is eligible?
Chris Pine is a lovely person.
Yeah. A shockingly low approval rating. But yeah. So you're saying, hey, I know you did the election. Those two choices, you're not allowed. I'll put up Chris Pine. I'm voting for him. He's in.
Well, I mean, you can't vote for someone who is ineligible.
But that's what I mean. So
like,
you're...
You can't even run if you're not eligible. It's like in the United States, you have to be, I believe it's 40 years old to run for president. If you're 35, you cannot run for president.
It was a write-in. Do you have that, where you just write in a name as kind of like a protest?
But you still have to have eligibility requirements.
Yeah. Oh, no, so he isn't like obviously going to become a senator. It's just that 84% of the population wrote him in instead of Chris Pine, who was the only option. They should read the rules.
It's just like, you know, electing a dead person. You can't elect a dead person.
Yeah, it makes no difference. Okay. Yeah. No. Right. I just want to make sure. So yes, they have Chris Pine leading the Senate that has, for some reason, really is very unpopular. But your popularity rating is 98%. You have no worries there.
Well, I mean, if I have a popularity of 98%, then it doesn't make sense that 84% of people would be for Barry the One-Handed Wonder.
Well, his was at like 1%, but then when there was some strange mysterious disease that nearly killed every dog in the place, he came up with the cure for that. They all went, my God, what a hero to everyone. So, you know,
and that should be lauded for the achievement that it is.
Yeah, I think that's what his approval rating went up.
That does not necessarily qualify someone or negate someone's behavior.
No, absolutely not. And they wrestled with it. And I said, you have a rival all of a sudden. his hand is like the Turin Trout. Okay, I do have I'll do a nice question. What unusual list is your country top of in the world?
We have the most diverse plant and agricultural life.
The most different types of plant and agricultural life.
Right. So like we can grow wheat, we can grow coconuts, we can grow pineapples, we can grow...
So this country is self-sufficient.
It can be.
Yeah. You're not panicking over imports and export. Well, imports. No. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We do international trade because we recognize that it is a global economy and, you know, we're not nationalistic. We do know that we're the best, but we're not nationalistic.
Yes. I mean, your deity says that you're, you know, most royal people in the world, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a humbleness and a grace that goes with that, because we know that if we get too arrogant and cocky, then we'll cut off their heads, but we could lose all of the prosperity that we have.
Right. You know? Okay. Yes. So wait, are you turning into the people like in the Wicker Man? So who's the deity that you're praying to for all this agricultural bounty?
All of them. I don't know.
Oh, just all of them are one.
I don't know. We probably do a little bit of like Venus and Dionysus and maybe a Freya.
Is Freya the Nordic god?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we are a monotheist or a plural.
Yeah, you can kind of pray to whichever one you want as long
as... Yeah, you can pray to whoever you want as long as you are respectful of everybody else's. Mm. Kind of like how in Greek and Roman times, each house had its own god. You know, you can pray to one of the one of the main gods. You could have your own demigod. That's fine. But ultimately, your main god, the main god of the island, who I haven't identified yet. I didn't realize there would be a quiz.
Yes, there's a better quiz.
But, you know, they all report into the main god who, you know, you got to keep it in line. And I am the arbiter of keeping everything in line. You can't get too arrogant, can't get too cocky, you know.
Is it okay that Barry is praying to Ares?
That's fine.
I mean, he's fairly hardcore into Ares. Like, he is loving that man, that god.
Well, that's just it as though, you know, yes, Ares is the god of war.
Yeah, loves that
and
game too.
And there is a lot, it is an interesting dichotomy that Ares is this, that Barry is this benevolent as far as saving animals, but is the, his deity is the god of war. So I'm going to wrap my head around that a little bit.
Right, right.
Even with the god of war, there must be, Ares didn't go into battle just for the sake of having war.
No.
It was, you know, there was war because it was necessary.
Right.
So that's where, you know,
he'd want to respect.
There might be people from the Church of Ares going out to him and saying, listen, we appreciate that you're, you know, a follower and that you believe, but this isn't what Ares is about. So
he's about a just war, right?
Pardon?
He's about a just war. War that's
needed. Exactly. It's about a just war, not war for the sake of war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need a war that's needed badly any day.
Exactly. So, you know, if you can show us where this is a just war, if you can show us where this is needed.
Yes.
Then, okay, we'll talk to Her Royal Highness and Godliness, or, you know, whatever I decided my title was.
can it? Yes. Her Most Royal Highness and Empress and Tsarina. Yes.
Yeah. You know, on your behalf. And we will vouch for you.
Yes.
But if you can't, we will actually cut you off from the church and plead to have you expatriated.
Deported.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Church of Ares. Because if you are not being truly loyal to the word of Ares, just like, you know, for Christians that are in my country, if they are not being truly loyal to the word of Jesus,
they're deported.
Then they will be deported.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, he's just enjoying, you know, he's enjoying Ares and saying, look, I love a war that's needed. I love the guy who says that, you know, we can't just talk all the time. Sometimes you need to go to battle for things you believe in. I'm all for that. So yeah, great.
Right.
What mundane thing is banned in your country?
What mundane thing
what,
is
like,
banned?
Everyday thing would you decide, no, it's being banned once you get onto Vagina Isles?
This is going to sound weird at first, but go with me. Toilet paper.
You've watched Demolition Man.
I'm not going to go, no, everybody should have a bidet because it's actually cleaner.
Right.
And you can then, you know, you can actually do things to the waste. You can actually process the wastewater and clean it up, or, you know, use it for irrigation. Sorry, we've decided that apparently I'm in a flight path.
Yeah, no, you're good.
So, you know, if everybody had a bidet, actually cleaner, and then going, and then it can also still be used for other purposes.
So if you're caught with toilet paper, your hand is chopped off.
You have to explain why you have it. You have to, like, if there is an actual, if someone has an actual disability where they require toilet paper instead of a bidet, then they would make sure that they are on, you know, the appropriate list so that they can have that exception. If they are not part of the exception, then I don't know, we'd have to figure out some sort of punishment.
So Barry got caught with 2 tons of toilet paper.
2 tons? That's a fuckload of toilet paper. That's worse than the goddamn hoarders and COVID. No, you know what? Barry just needs to go. We need to have a little confab.
Oh, and a lot of people aren't going to be happy if you get rid of the guy who saved all the dogs.
Well,
the dogs will be yowling. They'll be crying.
The dog, we will find someone else more appropriate to run the rescue, because Barry is not the only person capable of doing that. And clearly, he's not the only animal lover in my country. So Barry's got to get the fuck out.
I mean,
and I feel like even the Church of Ares... if anything, the Church of Aries is going to say, you know what, Al, I think you're right.
Mm. So you're going to put pressure on the church to get him out of there.
Well, I mean, if that's his church, you know, he's done so many things that go against the Church of Aries.
What did he do against him?
Well, you know, he's not following the word of Aries. He's just picking wars. No, he's just picking wars just to pick wars. He's not picking wars that are just and right.
He's not committing wars. He's just being like,
no, he's trying to start them. But, you know, I mean.
No, he's not.
I mean, maybe it's not a full on bloody war, but, you know, the war of, you know, trying to break boundaries inappropriately. Multiple ways, flaunting the rules because he thinks that he is somehow privileged. He's done this, you know. Yes, it's very good that he created the cure for this dog-killing disease.
Yeah,
and that he has rescued so many dogs. That's wonderful. That's fabulous.
Yeah,
that does not mean that he gets carte blanche to do whatever he wants, and that is in its own way that is creating an unjust war.
Did you, because you said you would listen to someone and figure out why were they using toilet paper. So would you listen to him, or would you just be like, no, too many chances out of here?
I mean, you've got 2 tons of this shit, so you're going to have to come up with, you know, he's on a very short leash. His person, whoever comes to advocate for him has this much of a leash. And for those that are not watching, of which it's a podcast, so that's nobody. My fingers are very close together.
I'm somebody. I can, but you can see,
you know, it's not like,
hey, I don't know why you had to dig at me, but besides the point that Barry, I mean, yeah, he can give you a very simple explanation for this.
Okay.
Oh, you'd listen to him. Yeah. Well, first of all, he went and personally got all the toilet paper himself. He didn't get anyone to smuggle it in because he wouldn't want anyone else to get in trouble for his activity. So he wasn't going to be doing that constantly. So he said, I'll bring in 2 tons. That way it can be basically a lifetime supply for the reasons that are. First of all, he only has one hand left. So he does actually appreciate to use his hands as often as he can, which would be the case of toilet paper as opposed to a bidet. Second of all, he just prefers the feeling of toilet paper, just the extra soft stuff. Third of them is that he also helps school kids with their arts and crafts, and he can use little cardboard stuff to make binoculars. Kids love that. They get to play army with the whole like Aries worshipping stuff. He also uses a lot of toilet paper for the puppies as their potty training.
The only thing that I heard in there that was actual reasonable was the arts and crafts, which there are plenty. We can actually import the tubes from other countries, such as the United States. So there's no need to have 2 tons of toilet paper taking up space that could be used for literally anything else.
This is based in his home.
That's okay. If he's got the room for 2 tons of toilet paper, then he probably has a nicer home than I do, which means
that's a
problem. You know, if I'm supposed to be the royal supreme, if I am, you know, the highest of the land, how does it look to other people that you have a place nicer than I do?
So
you're basically trying. So pardon?
So you have to have the nicest place.
I'm saying that people need to, by trying to subvert me trying to subvert a leader, even in the most passive aggressive way, they are trying to create an unjust war and overthrow and create a coup.
Yes. So he's still off the island. You're getting rid of him.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired of Barry.
Absolutely fine. Usually I would ask someone a hypothetical what they would do if they had a scandal. But I have a feeling a scandal has just brewed. Because as I said, there was actually a big percentage of people who enjoyed Barry. And they also enjoy you, so they're a bit conflicted. You know, your approval rating went from 98% down to 81%. That's how they were just like, whoa, you know. Your advisors, maybe I'm one of them, would say to you, look, I think you need to get ahead of this a little bit, just to assure people you're not awful. Some people are like, oh, maybe she's not as royal and highness and zariness as we thought. We have Anderson, who is the number one rated news presenter in the country. figure you might do a Frost Nixon situation. You sit down with him, you know, tough interview, and you explain yourself. You know, obviously, you're not going to go out there apologizing to Barry, but explain your actions. Would you be up for that? Would you do that?
I mean, certainly, I am very open with my people, and I do public appearances all the time. If you, you know, if you think that this is something that another one in this vein would be helpful, then sure.
I think you could, yeah, you could knock this out of the park easily. So Anderson would say, we're very welcome back to everyone coming back from the break. Thank you to Her Most Royal Highness. And I'm going to quickly look at the note. Her Most Royal Highness and Empress and Tsarina. Thank you for discussing the recent new great additions to the economy and how well everyone's doing. We have to talk about Barrygate.
Okay.
So people want to know, I guess, why?
Why?
Barrygate, why?
Because we are all a really wonderful people. We are a great people. We are, even within that, we are flawed. All of us are flawed. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's part of the human experience.
Yes.
However, we also have to be accountable for our actions, doing good things, whether they are small good things or one singular, very large good things, does not excuse or justify other abhorrent behavior. And we are here because we believe in a society and a culture that is taking care of each other. We recognize that part of our experience on this planet is to take care of each other. And we don't excuse, we don't make excuses or justifications for someone because we think they're special in one particular way.
So So you're saying, like, as you know, we a great many people on your island think you're a special person. I think you'd agree with that. You said there that everyone, including you, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you said even including you have made mistakes and are flawed. So you are admitting that you have made a grave mistake here, is what you're suggesting, even though...
No, that's not what I suggested at all. I said that I have made mistakes in my life, that maybe I have not done the right... Pardon?
So you should be punished as well, as what you're saying, despite you doing so many great
things. I have been punished for the mistakes that I've made. I can go through... Right, we can go throughout my history. I don't... What is my history here?
I don't know. Whatever you want, you're the leader.
You know, for example, you know... When
you have all your limbs.
True, but I haven't assaulted anybody.
Yes, but you have mentally, of course.
How do you mentally assault someone?
I mean, when Barry was a baby, you locked him up and wouldn't let him out and see his father for years.
No, that's not what happened. What happened was we separated Barry while his father was under investigation for his crimes.
And you sent guards to his house every 3 months.
And then we returned Barry to his... Pardon?
You sent guards to his house every 3 months to...
We didn't send guards. We sent investigators.
They did have guard uniforms.
No, they weren't in guard uniforms. Guard uniforms are wildly different.
That's what his father wrote in his will. But, okay.
Well, of course. You know, Barry, like his father, does not want to take responsibility for his actions. Barry's father felt that he could refer to me however he wants and to take a familiarity. Just like you, Anderson, I respect you and I call you Anderson. I have never come up to you and said, yo, Andy.
You can if you want. I don't mind that.
Well, this is the first time you've ever told me that. So now I know that I can say, hey, Andy.
Hey, you don't have to. Whatever you feel comfortable with, I'm okay with, you know.
Right. But, you know, like, for example, I have a friend named Matthew, and people will try to call him Matt or Matty, and he does not like that.
So you send Matty to Barry to watch over him since he's been born to 5 years old. Do you think one of the theories about why Barry has been kicked off the island or the islands is because since he was a baby, he has been, his life has revolved around the leader of this island in a way. That every 3 months he had what you said isn't a guard, but someone else come to his house every 3 months to make sure that he was behaving right, or as he'd be separated from his father. Do you think that early, some would say, psychological trauma led him to have an unhealthy obsession with you? Because again, when he was younger, he called
if he has an unhealthy obsession with me, then the island provides ample therapy and therapy techniques that would have helped him with this. And it has even been suggested and offered by others in my court that perhaps that would be a suitable option. And he has...
But you didn't want that. You wanted him frankly, deported.
Pardon?
You didn't want that. You wanted him deported.
Oh, no, that's actually not true. I can actually, there is actually quite a bit of documentation where my government has requested, actually at one point, he was actually given the choice of deportation or therapy.
Was he? Yes. Okay. And he said...
And he was, quite frankly, rather hateful with his dismissal of this.
Was he? What did he say? I'm very curious what he...
Well, since this is a nationally aired television show, Anderson, I am not able to say this. And actually, no, it's my own country. I can say whatever the fuck I want. He told me to fuck myself, fuck everybody that supports me. And actually, since this was an official meeting, we have the transcripts from this as well as the video. So if Barry really wants to push this, I can actually show the footage of where, and of course, it being my court, of course, I have the video security. All of my predecessors and those who follow me will have that kind of security. There were plenty of people around, not just my supporters. There are people who don't particularly care for me in my court because I feel that that is balanced information that I need to have to run a successful country. They were even surprised, shocked, and quite frankly, horrified by the things that he said, not only to me, but my supporters.
I just have about two questions to follow up on, because where there's a commercial break. There's a report that his son, who is, oh Christ, I think I said he was 20, but we'll say he's older. His son, Larry, is requesting to stay in the country. He's going to college. Is he allowed to stay, or are you booting him out?
Yes, we've been in communication with Larry. He is really... I don't want to speak on his behalf, because that is not my place. Larry's story, besides the fact that his family is apparently very uncreative with the naming technique.
His grandfather Gary is
exactly right. Yeah. So he has a differing opinion. The Church of Aries has been working with him. He is actually not certain which church he is going to follow, and he is currently in the process of discovering that for himself.
Yes.
And I have said, I have in my meeting with Larry, I have been very clear that I support whatever choices he makes, but I don't want it to seem like I am, again, overimposing myself upon him and his family. So I am going to let him guide how he wants our relationship to proceed.
So when should the people of these islands expect to see Larry out in public and not in your complex?
Oh, Larry's been out. Larry lives in their home, in the house, in the family home.
And will we see any video or visual evidence of that at any point?
That is up to Larry, because I don't have cameras in his home.
Okay. The guards are still there. Okay, and just a few
I do not have guards there. He has requested some of my personal therapists, which that was his request. So my personal therapists have been going to his home, but there are no guards. Right. He has requested, you know, meetings with members of my court, and they have agreed to that. Again, of their own volition.
They're all heavily armed as well, aren't they?
No,
not at all.
No.
Interesting. Okay. Do you have anything, just before we move on, do you have any message for your citizens about Barry now that he's been deported? As I said, it's very traumatizing for them. They love this man. All the dogs are still crying out in the streets because of him. Are we going to stop that? That's been going on now for 2 weeks now. Do you plan to stop the dogs from doing that?
I mean, I can't control what a dog does, but we have other people who have volunteered to Muzzle take dog. Over the rescue. Larry, while he has expressed that he is very much an animal advocate, but he doesn't have the same passion for it that his father does, and right. does not want to continue in the family business. That's part of the reason why he has asked certain members of my court to work with him, because he is trying to, you know, yes, he's going to college. You said he's 20?
Yeah, he's 20. Why not? Yeah.
Okay. So he's 20 and in college. And so, yeah, he's a 20-year-old trying to find what his passion is. And he is seeking assistance from others, from the church, actually from multiple churches, from my understanding, as well as members of my court, that to give him suggestions to help him find what his passion is, as well as the best way to transfer the leadership to the rescue. We have a number of people who have taken over that. We have increased.
Are you allowing people to vote for the people who'll take over, or are you just going to pick yourself?
It's Barry and Larry's organization. It's not state funded. I don't have any control over that. They're looking for the appropriate person to run the organization.
You're telling Larry to look for someone.
No, Larry wants to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The conversations I've had with Larry are very much he wants to do this, and I have told him I support whatever he chooses. If that's what he wants, that's great. He doesn't want to continue the animal rescue.
What does he think of his father? Does he want his father to come back?
Actually, he doesn't agree with a lot of the things his father has done, and he's very disappointed.
So what would you say to the people of your nation about Barry, who are still disappointed? What would you advise them?
I would say that I understand their disappointment. And in my own way, I am disappointed as well, because we have tried. It's when you have any kind of relationship with another person, whether it be as their leader, a friendship, a professional situation, whatever it is, and you try very hard to make the relationship work, and the other person will not budge in any way, shape, form, or fashion, at some point, you have to cut off the relationship. And as much as it pains me, that is what I have done here.
Do you think you'll miss him?
I will miss his contributions to the scientific world and to the animal rescue world, because yes. he has had some great contributions there. No doubt, no one can argue that. However, the other conflict that he brought to not only myself, but most importantly to the people of the Regina Islands, I will not miss that.
And I did remember now as well, the question I was going to ask is, where did you deport him to? Because he's a citizen of this country.
He chose Alabama.
Barry chose Alabama.
Yes.
The man who was a very, very proud Vagina Isles, Clitorisville native. I don't know. I remember what the name of that was again. Suddenly chose Alabama.
Yes.
He has never spoken of Alabama in his life. Famously really? Bad at no, geography.
Actually, publicly he has. He has kept it rather quiet. But privately, I do know that he has spoken very highly of the politics and the rulings in Alabama, and quite frankly, he's ecstatic to be there.
I mean, he has a sun allergy.
My understanding is he, while also stockpiling toilet paper, he stockpiled copper tone.
Oh, okay. Right, we'll go to a break, and we'll thank you very much for answering about Barrygate. That's wonderfully well. I wonder how that'll affect the positivity rating, or the approval rating. I can give you a nicer bit of news. Excuse me. What celebrations should people do on your birthday to celebrate you?
Whatever they want, whatever makes them happy.
Toilet paper.
You want to have some
TP house?
No. You know, like sparklers. Sparklers are a big thing. Sparklers
so
are
people
great.
Say we would love to get toilet paper and roll them down the street or down stairs and stuff in our own houses. No, sparklers.
I mean, we don't like toilet paper because it's such a waste. So, okay. you know, Yeah, no, it's sparklers. Sparklers are great. They're like the perfect firecracker. You've got
Right.
all the fun and everything of the lights, but you don't have the big booming
The
noises
booming.
that not only
Yeah.
traumatizes all of the wildlife, but also people with PTSD.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, that's fair enough. They are
Yeah.
using, they're saying fair enough, we understand the reasoning for toilet paper and stuff. They are using Christmas wrapping paper instead. Anyway, so they're fine. They're doing the same thing. By the way, Alexis, what is your favorite movie franchise?
Movie franchise?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I do love the first three Star Wars, and by that I mean A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi.
I will have two nice questions for you.
Okay.
Now I'll only have a few questions left anyway, but I'll start with one of them. There's a knock on your door. Who's your finance person?
Who would I have running my
I mean,
finances?
what would be their name, I guess?
Like my personal finances or
I'm for
my
the
country
government
finances?
country, yeah.
The country, Juliet.
Oh, there's a knock on the door for you. Knockety knock knock. Knock knock knock.
Yes. Who's
Knock
there?
knock knock. Oh, sorry. Hello. Hello, her your most royal highness and Empress and Tsarina. It's Juliet. Hello.
Hello, Juliet. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm actually going on holiday in a couple of minutes. I've booked off 3 weeks. Going to Alabama. Should be fun.
Why?
It's meant to be really nice there. I heard like a lot of people saying, oh, it's actually going to be really nice in Alabama. So can I go? I have no idea. Kevin has no idea what's in Alabama, so I can't even reference anything. But yeah, it's meant to be very nice out there in the sand dunes of Alabama.
Sand dunes. All of a sudden, everybody from Alabama is going to just deluge you with, oh my God, you fucking
I don't know. Is that, I don't know what's in Alabama. I get like it's Sydney.
It's in the South, so it's more
Yeah.
it's very country. You have a lot of, wooded areas, a lot of farmland.
It's not really hot, no? Like deserts.
It's hot, but not like desert hot. You've got the humidity.
Ah. Oh, I did not picture any grass or woodland at all. Oh, well, Juliet wants to definitely go see the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park. Been dying to see that for years. See?
You know, it is a part of global history, and I encourage that.
And second on the list is Brandon Styles' showroom.
What is a Brandon Styles?
No fucking clue. For a
Okay,
variety show
well,
on
as
the
long
Gulf
as
Coast,
you enjoy that.
it's catch performances that mix magic, impressions, ventriloquism, and audience participation. That's Juliet's personality.
Hey, you know what? That's Juliet's personality. Rock
But
the fuck on.
thanks, Your Most Royal Highness and Empress and Tsarina.
Yeah.
Just before I
I
go,
mean,
I'm just giving you the finances here, and then I'm clocking out. I'm out for 3 weeks. You have a lot of money in the country. There's a couple of hundred billion. The
okay.
people would like to build something. Basically, use that surplus to build you something like a statue. Doesn't have to be a statue, but something in your honor. So, can you maybe give ideas that I can let
Do I
people
need to
know?
have the ideas now, or do I need to, do you want them when you return? What is the
I
ask
was going to
here?
say it on the way to the plane, to be honest, to the chief architect. What would you
Well, I
like
mean,
built?
honestly, I would prefer to use that surplus to, help my people's personal economy, because when you're helping the personal economy, you're helping the country's economy.
I'll be
But
honest, I
if
said that saying, look, I know the her role, most Royal Highness Empress and Tsarina a little bit. I think she'll say this. They said, yeah, that's brilliant and everything, and she's so humble and that's amazing. But it's just nice to go, there's the statue. Do you know, they want a bit of like a little bit of national pride, or you know, a bit of pride in that. So it'd be great
okay,
if you did
well,
that.
then why don't we create a national pet hospital
For dogs.
so that anybody who, for, anybody who has fallen on hard times, they can go and take their pets there, and or even people who are comfortable, but their pets have a rare illness that they need specialized care, and that specialized care is perhaps going to be more than even they had anticipated. They can have that care given to their beloved pets and not have to worry about it.
So this would be a massive, complex pet hospital. Any sort of pet this is going to take care of and everything else and rehabilitate. is going to be called the Most Royal Highness and Empress and Tsarina Pet Hospital.
Sure. Yeah.
Perfect. We'd probably have a statue of Barry in one of the main buildings, right?
No.
Just because he provided a cure and long-lasting life for dogs. No?
He can have a hallway.
Or we'll name a hallway after him.
Right. It can, you know, perhaps be like the research hallway. Since he created a cure for debilitating dog
madness
disease.
Yeah. Triple D. Yeah.
Since he created the cure, since he founded the cure for that, we can have one of the research labs dedicated to him.
And like, we don't need pictures up in a research lab.
No.
I wouldn't think that. And the public isn't going to be down by the research labs, right?
Well, I mean, we can offer tours, especially for children and students that are wanting to do any kind of veterinary, they have veterinary aspirations. They can definitely tour. Of course, with it being a lab, it's going to be a very limited tour.
Julia didn't want to overstep here, but was going to say, I mean, I wouldn't be opening that door too many times. Like, germ control.
It's not so much that there's germs, because that does stay contained, as much as have it a clean environment as
that's
possible. And also you don't want to run the risk of someone accidentally bumping an assay being run and everything. Yeah. They will be able to look in the windows and see what the scientists are doing.
Yeah.
We'll have, you know, of course, because we want to have continuing education. For the well-being and health of animals, we will have an auditorium where we can bring in speakers to talk about latest research, or even our own people can, you know, you want to have a lot of cross collaboration because, you know, say, for example, in, you know, feline kidney disease, it's not the same as canine kidney disease.
So the Barry Parry Research Lab is in his honor, and that will be a small part of the Most Royal Highness and Goddess and Tsarina Pet Hospital.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, I'll let people know that. They'll get onto it. Bye. I'm going on holiday.
Yay. Enjoy it. Don't get sunburned.
I will try not to. And they're out there. They're going for the for the plane. So you get an email in. And it is from Disney, and they say, look, we're thinking of doing we're setting a movie in between the original three, Star Wars.
Okay.
Which would be your favorite now, the first and second, or second or third?
Probably the first and second.
First and second, so we're setting a movie in between them. Okay. We would like you to have a cameo. Would that be something you'd be interested in? Would you play yourself, or would you play a character, a cameo?
I think that I should play a character since creating an entire world where I'm myself is a little bit too much of a stretch, a lot of work for the writers.
Yeah.
And I want to be respectful to the writers.
So we're going to film this. What's the planet where it's all icy at the start of the second one?
It's on Hoth. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we're going to have a scene where you're one of the people in the base camp that they are there. As you know, Harrison Ford, Han Solo, has insisted in this that he should have a brief Irish accent. So we're figuring we're going to improvise it.
All right.
So yeah, we might as well say action on this. I can't believe I told that kid to stop going out into the snow all day searching for stuff. I forget what he was searching for, but.
You know, he's out searching for any potential spy drones from the Empire.
Ah, there'll be no spy drones here. Thanks. I think I'm sitting in a bar in the cave. What are you doing in this bar?
I am taking my own break from searching for spy drones from the Empire.
Oh, you were searching for them too?
Yeah.
Well, were you out there as well? Did you see Luke?
I didn't see him. We crossed paths as he was I was coming in from my expedition as he was leaving for his.
How did he seem? He seemed a bit off to me earlier. Did he seem off to you? Do you know him? What's your name?
I'm Han Solo. Hi, Han Solo. I am I don't know. I'm only thinking of actual character names like Ahsoka and whatever. I am Ashton. That sounds like an Empire name.
Ashton. Oh, I can see by your name tag it says Kutcher and and a brand label. Ashton, what do you love most about the rebellion? I'm trying to figure out should I stay or not.
Well, I mean, you're a mercenary, so I mean, of course, for you, it's all about the money. But for me, it's about, you know, making sure that people have freedom and are able to do what they want within reasonable parameters.
Do we want people to have freedom? He says it as he wipes his butt with toilet paper, throws it away. Do we? Sorry, I've had a dodgy stomach all day.
Perhaps you should take something for that.
No. I don't believe in modern medicine. You want to go on a date with Han Solo?
No, I'm good. He's got a dodgy stomach and doesn't believe in medicine. I'm good.
I think you need to come out with me to search for Luke. I'm worried about him.
Okay. Well, let's make sure that we bring plenty of supplies, since looks like the sun is going down and we don't want to slice open a tauntaun for heat.
No, that seems like a good idea, no?
Yeah, but if you think they smell bad on the outside,
yeah,
can you imagine what they smell like on the inside?
No, can you?
Yeah, I've got a good idea. I have worked in a veterinary hospital before, and insides of any animal, way, way worse than the outside.
I'm pretty sure they smell bad on the outside. I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's going to be way, way worse.
Yeah, but all the smell is pushing out. It doesn't push in. I can feel like this does not come back to haunt me in any way.
Yeah, men say that a lot, and they're generally wrong.
Yeah, there's our little cameo. Then he'll go off and do stuff. Yeah, well done. That's really going to kick off that. I don't know what the plot of that movie would be.
Yeah, no idea.
They find a spy drone, I guess. Paul is the assistant to Juliet. He knocks on your door.
Okay.
Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock.
Yes, sir?
Hey, you can call me Paul. You know me.
Yeah, I saw the shadow and I saw you through the crack and I just thought it was fun to say yes, sir.
Cause... Oh, sorry. No, I don't mean to give out. I mean, you're the boss. Like, you can call me whatever you want. But, hey, I'm Paul. How are you doing, Al? How well do we know each other? How friendly?
You can call me Alex.
Yay! Hey, Alex. I have some news for you. I was just looking over the account there.
Okay.
So Juliet is on her way to the airport. The budget that we're after committing 400 billion to building the hospital for. She said there was 500 billion in the account, right?
I believe that's what she said. I don't recall correctly.
It's just that there's a minus sign in front of it. So I don't know what that means, but I think that means we don't have 500 million. I think it
might mean we're in the red and not in the black.
Yeah. I don't really know what that
means.
That's
a problem.
I'm colorblind. But yeah. Yeah. She was just leaving with a big bag of money and going, woo, can't wait to see my husband. But...
Okay. Well, then hold on a second. I'm calling security so that they will halt the plane right now.
Okay. Go ahead and ring.
And in fact, you know what? I'm going to text them, say halt the plane right now. I'm also texting. To make sure that air traffic control doesn't let the plane take off.
I think that plane left like an hour ago, but okay.
I thought you said it was 5 minutes ago.
Oh, but that's just a turn of phrase.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry.
Well, then we'll have we'll get in contact with the pilot and have the plane returned back to the island.
Right.
And we will have Juliet stand trial.
Right. Okay. For what?
For stealing from the government.
Was she?
Well, you said that she walked off with bags of money.
Oh, like suitcases, but it had money in it.
Yeah, if she's walking off with bags of money and you said that we had a positive to a negative.
Yeah.
At the very least, if there is this kind of miscalculation in whether or not she doesn't even know whether the accounts are positive or negative.
Yes.
We need to bring her back here right now so we can get this straightened out.
Okay, so she's being brought back in chains? Should I mention the chains to anyone, or?
I mean, if that's your kink and you guys have that relationship.
Then... Oh, no, you put people in chains. So I thought, hey, if that's
what I do?
Alex
wants. When have I done that?
Barry's dad, Larry, or Gary, he was in chains.
That was for being wildly, wildly disrespectful. And that's, you know, and that was also after a series of other events to kind of prove a point.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, no, listen, I'll tell everyone chains are optional if you're into it. And yeah, we'll okay, cool. So what do we do? Hold on, what do we do to get money back? That's the main thing I was coming in to ask. What are we doing to get some money into this country before the IMF come in and take over to fix finances?
Well, first of all, we've got to figure out that's why Juliet's coming back immediately, is to find out if we're in the positive or the negative.
I've checked this. We are definitely in the negative.
Okay, how did we get there? Why?
I'm not sure why. There's a lot of admin down here, but I think basically we weren't making enough money out of the imports is what we were thinking we were.
And this is something that is just, this has either been hidden from me for the past X number of years to get us this much in the hole, or, the very first time in, you know, X number of years that I have heard of any kind of negative, any kind of deficit. So I need to know exactly how we got to this so that way we can fix it. And if you say that you don't know how we got there, then how do I know?
I just don't think the country's making enough money, to be honest. I just think it's a...
Okay, then show me where. Show me where the difference is. Lay it out for me.
It's just that the amount of money we make on imports is low, and the amount of money we spend on, well, the pet hospital and everything else is high.
I mean, pet hospital is we haven't even broken ground on it. That's just an idea from, that's not even 24 hours old. It's not even 12 hours old. So there's no money actually allocated for it.
It's not even 12 minutes old. It's fine. Right,
exactly. It's not actually, there's nothing being done with that. You know, that's something that can easily be said, this is something we would like to do in the future and put it off indefinitely if we need to. But,
I just think it's bringing in all the different sorts of vegetation so they'll grow here as well. Like that's,
Well, a lot of the vegetation that we grow here is indigenous, and that's part of the reason why.
When we were top of the list, other countries started importing more varied types. So then for us to keep on top, we had to keep up by importing more ourselves. And then, the cost of importing different vegetables and stuff spiraled out of control. But anyway, the IMF are kind of looking here for an answer.
Pardon?
The IMF are kind of looking for an answer, like how you plan to make money. So what should we tell them?
Why am I reporting to the IMF as opposed to anybody else?
Just that they're concerned that, the whole country's going to fall apart. So they're like, I presume you're signed up to several worldwide agreements.
The IMF in particular, I mean, why are they the ones that are not maybe the UN or...
Oh, the UN have deferred to them. They said, listen, they this is what they do. Should I just tell them to fuck off? Do you want me to...
Well, tell them that this is a developing situation, that they seem to have information that I don't, which is a problem on a number of different levels. And the fact that this is the first I'm hearing of it, and in, 12 minutes and
over the time. Do you really want to say to them that you don't know the situation?
No, what I'm telling you is that I don't know. I don't understand how they're getting the information, because if they have information I don't, that's a problem within the within leadership.
Accusing them of.
Pardon?
You're accusing them of shady dealings.
Well, I'm not necessarily accusing anyone. I need to understand who in leadership is either actively and intentionally deceiving me, or actively and intentionally deceiving external parties, and. I don't think that our constituency is going to be a fan of either one of those.
Would you think it's good for you to meet the head negotiator of the IMF?
We can set something up for after Juliet returns. We need Juliet here, because if she's the head of finance, then Juliet has some explaining to do. Whether... It is the fact that she doesn't know the positive from a negative, or whether it's the fact that someone is leaking false information. There's a lot of explaining to do. And as the head of finance, this is her responsibility.
I mean, we can fast forward to her being back if you want to ask her anything.
Back and
Alex.
Hi, Juliet. What do you have to say for yourself? Do you not know the difference between a positive and a negative?
I do.
Then is the country positive or negative financially?
It's in debt.
Okay, so then why did you tell me that we had such an extreme surplus?
Because it looked like it was not in debt.
Okay, so how is it that you are the head of Treasury and you don't know how to tell whether it's in debt or in surplus?
I thought that was a smudge because we always use pencils.
Okay, despite the fact, see, one, this is why I keep telling you people to go to, at the very least, Excel spreadsheets.
Yes.
So you're going to continue to defy me on the most petty things for whatever your egos are, and you're going to make this potential, this kind of fuck up, and you think that that's okay.
Oh, no, I would have been thinking about this through most of my holiday that you canceled on me.
Yeah, because you think that you're in a leadership position and you can take holiday whenever the fuck you want when you go and fuck up this.
You approved my holiday months ago.
If I approved your holiday months ago, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if, you know, if I approved a holiday, if I went on holiday and yes. I fucked up this exponentially bad, you think that my people would be okay with me just going, I'm just going to stay on holiday and fuck you? Do you think that my people would be okay with that?
Well, yes. Yeah, I think they would.
No, they wouldn't.
They didn't want the holiday?
The fact that I, no, they wouldn't. They didn't like the fact that I kicked out Barry because he was an asshole.
But they said that you should
So you think that they're going to be perfectly okay with me fucking up this royally, fucking up our finances this royally, and then going out in a bikini and ski and snowboarding or whatever the fuck you plan on doing?
You don't snowboard on a bikini. I'm sorry, Alec. That's just...
Oh, that's ridiculous, but you not being able to tell the difference between 5 billion surplus and 5 billion deficit is that's reasonable?
To be fair, when you kicked Barry out of the country, people did say maybe the Most Royal Highness and Empress and Tsarina needs a holiday.
And that may be true, but you think that they would say, you know what, it's okay that she doesn't know whether we're in surplus or deficit. Go ahead and stay on your holiday.
Well, they'd say, well, you know, human error, mistakes. It is what it is.
No, people don't do that. I don't think that you've met people.
Oh, well, I disagree. So what do you think? What are you going to do with Juliet? She doesn't seem very... I mean, you know, it is what it is. She tried her best. She's been working for it for many years. Don't think she's ever screwed up before.
No, I mean, if you can't tell the difference between a deficit and a surplus, you don't keep your job.
So she's fired.
Oh, definitely.
Out in her ass. You giving her severance pay and stuff like that? She's probably built up
she's
a pension.
She's going to be handling cleaning out of the kennels.
Oh,
because
she loves
that seems to be... Pardon?
She loves that.
Oh, well then great, because that seems to be her competency level.
Helping all the dogs, that's brilliant.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently,
but she gets her severance
pay. She should not have run for the head of treasurer position. She should have been the head of poop collection.
To be fair, like, this is probably great for her because she really needs that holiday. The stress level of that job, as you can imagine, finance for a country. So she's getting a pension of a couple of hundred thousand a year. She gets to do that.
No.
What do you mean?
You know, you fail this spectacularly. You revoke your any pension privileges.
So she has no money now.
She has whatever the salary is for cleaning out dog poop.
Oh, that was a voluntary position.
In the vaginal aisles, that will still she will at least at the very least get a universal basic income. So there's a base amount that she'll get.
Now her husband's left her millions in here, so that's fine. Yeah, no, she's doing well. Cool. They have a massive house. But the IMF guy, do you still want to get to them now?
Sure, why not?
Is he coming visiting you or are you visiting them?
No, he's coming to me.
Oh, okay. Knock, knock, knock.
Enter.
Hello, it's Barry. Hi, how are you?
The fuck did Barry get to be the IMF?
Hey, I'm a talented guy. Once I cured fucking dog cancer, they were like, yeah, this guy knows what he's doing. I really, yeah. Anyway, I hear your country isn't doing well. I'm not, you know, a member of this country anymore, so I'll call you Alex.
No, you won't.
Will actually, you know what? I won't. I will call you Miss.
That's fine.
So, what are you? What's the plan to fix this country? We're very concerned. We want what's best for your nation.
What you have, the financial information that you have differs from what we have. We have learned that there are some issues with some of our finances, but since the situation, it is not reasonable to have an exact answer right now as we're going through and looking at it.
Okay, we will start to have to be putting on fines because, like, there's something going on here with these imports. The material that you're importing and exporting, we're going to have to start putting taxes on them because we just don't think you'll be able to fulfill your obligations.
We've been fulfilling our obligations,
but we don't believe you will in the future, you know?
Well, that's interesting because I believed that you were capable of fulfilling your obligations and you never did. So me, who has been fulfilling my obligations to not only my people, but also to the other countries. And now you're suddenly, I feel like that's a little bit of projection. And if you had actually taken up any of the numerous offers of therapy that you were given throughout your decades of existence on this planet, you would know that what you're doing is projection.
Well, I will say now once again that I am, you know, not a citizen here. I am just a representative of the International Monetary Fund. So you did not give therapy to the IMF. It's irrelevant whether you gave it to a citizen of this country or not. So again, I'll say the IMF stated position is that your country is not able to pay its obligations.
Is that the IMF stated position or is that your position as IMF,
the lead negotiator in this, and yeah, that's what's been indicated.
So it's your position that you are imposing upon the IMF because of your personal grudge against me.
I have no grudge against you.
Continued attempts at attacking me and defaming me in a rather public and mercenary way.
I never said anything negative or positive against you in a public or private setting.
That is not true, and you know that. You must have been aware, at the very least aware, of the interview that I did with Anderson where he stated and repeated quotes that you made that you, in fact, know to be erroneous and fallacious. That's not the right word. That means something different. Erroneous, false, and needlessly malicious.
My position here at the IMF has not been impacted in any way about a previous life. So
I'm sorry, but I can't believe that that's true, especially with the way that you are coming here and the fact that while we are going through all of our different accounting issues and you know, looking at things, some of the information that we have here is quite obviously doctored. And it seems to be by people who are very much your supporters. So it seems like you are actually trying to overthrow me once again.
So are you accusing the IMF of trying to overthrow?
I am going to ask the IMF to remove you and ask the UN and other organizations to support me in removing you.
And if they see no issue in that, if they see no issue in Barry's role, they think he's an upstanding gentleman.
I'm sure he's very much a man's man, which is why he's in this position.
He is an outstanding white Christian heterosexual old man.
Oh, so he's converted from being a worshiper of Aries to a Christian.
He has seen the light. Yeah, very happy. Peace and love. That's all he's about.
So you don't see any particular issue with a man who adjusts his morals conveniently to those who will help him with his own material needs or desires.
Ever since he cured arthritis in the world, we think this man has been amazing.
So he's done one positive thing.
Do you have a personal problem with Barry? Is that the thing?
Well, that's just it, is you have one thing that the man has, that you have one thing that this person has done that is quite good.
And quite good is understating.
Pardon?
Quite good is understating what he's done.
I don't know if that's accurate. It is quite good. I mean, let's be fair. Yes, the degenerative dog disease was
amazing.
The disease itself was horrible.
Oh yeah, naturally,
And the dogs who contracted it suffered horribly, and we are very grateful.
Mm.
We are exceptionally grateful
in his debt, even
to that. At the same time, that the degenerative dog disease was confined to our islands.
Thanks to him.
And he miraculously came up with the cure within a very short amount of time, which makes me now wonder, is this something that Barry has done all of his own for his own particular?
So what you're saying is Barry will find himself in a situation where there's a catastrophe ongoing and he solves it and he should be punished for that.
No, I'm saying that perhaps there is a ongoing, there is a new, very localized catastrophe that somehow Barry is able to miraculously solve. However, he cannot solve any other. I mean, he's had decades since the cure for the degenerative dog disease, and he has not come up with any new cures or even treatments for any other conditions or diseases.
That's great, because he does have a 20-point plan to actually cure this financial woes the country is in. So that's why we do want to put him in beside you, helping you.
Is supposedly a scientific and a financial genius.
Financial genius. This man is pretty much Bruce Wayne.
I would like to see this 20-point plan.
Number one, toilet paper. We need to get toilet paper in here fast.
How is that going to solve the economy?
Well, the average amount of, hold on a minute, amount of 100, this makes no sense. The statistics show the average annual expenditure on cleansing and toilet tissue paper, blah, 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 and amounts to $114 per consumer unit. That's very low, isn't it?
104, like, is that a year?
Yeah, per person. Is that low?
I feel like that's low.
For a year, like.
Yeah, I feel like $114 a year.
Maybe not for each person, actually.
I don't know. Maybe that is around right. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, we'll say, because the country eats a lot of sauces. This country with 10 million people in it spending €150 a year. That's a lot of money. That's more than 10 million. We'll get into this country a year. That's why I want to do it.
Quick so injection you think that cash. The way to, if you know, if there is a deficit here, which, you know, we have not confirmed whether there is or not, if there is, you think that the way to get out of the deficit is for us to spend more money on toilet
stimulate
paper.
The economy.
No, that's not how that works.
You bring in more toilet paper, get people spending on it, creates jobs.
That's not how that works.
I think it will. This man's a financial genius.
Apparently it's not. He's not. I will be creating jobs in other countries. I will be creating jobs for other people.
In here, the importing of it.
No.
All those truck drivers with tons and tons of toilet paper, warehouses stocking it up.
We're islands. We don't have the land resources to have those kind of warehouses.
Barges. You can build barges. That's extra work. Put them off the coast.
More pollution to our environment, not only our personal environment, the country's environment, but the global environment.
Barry has a great system of making barges economically, electric barges, him and his friend Elon.
Well, so with electric barges, we're just transferring one use of fossil fuels to another, because electricity is basically built on the same thing, unless you're talking about using...
No, sorry, these are solar-powered wind electronic barges. Him and Elon have got this down to a T.
If you've got Elon in it, then no, it's not a good idea at all, and it's bad. The man can't even install Microsoft on his own laptop. So,
hey,
no.
Elon Gandhi's great-grandfather was a hero, and so is Elon Gandhi. So you leave him alone. So you're not going to work with Barry hand in hand.
No, there's too much evidence that this is Barry's personal vendetta.
And you don't
that
have a personal
I cannot
vendetta.
That I think the IMF is compromised in an irresponsible and unacceptable manner. So until you get someone in here who is completely and utterly devoid of any association and even allegiance to Barry, we will not be having conversations.
Barry was going to leave, but just ask Juliet out on a date. You happy with that?
They can go and do whatever they want to, since apparently they have the shared IQ of a squirrel.
Who has cured multiple diseases. And yeah, okay.
Multiple. We've only talked about one that he's cured.
Dogs and arthritis.
Yeah, that's the one.
No. The dog disease, and in world arthritis in people.
Oh, arthritis? When did that come into play?
Oh, when he left here and he went to Alabama.
I challenge that assertion.
It seems like you have a personal vendetta against our dear Saint Barry of Alabama.
He's a saint?
Yeah, Saint Barry of Alabama.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, you don't sound happy.
Just about anything, won't they?
I do have a last question. Since you've kicked Barry out, at some point you're going to probably think about, you know, stepping down, name and heir,
right,
and enjoy your own life type of thing. When you make this announcement, maybe in the courtroom, I imagine, be a public announcement.
Probably, yeah.
Who are you announcing and how?
Well, first, you know, you have to, you know, talk to the people that you think would be best to run the country.
Oh, I assume that you've, yeah.
Go
yeah.
down the options. So word will kind of, you know, rumors will flutter.
So people are in there already thinking, oh my God, she's...
Yeah, you know, people are thinking, is she going to step down? Is she not? Is she just going to, you know, what's she going to do? You know, there would be, I know that rumors have been going around. What am I going to do? I do feel like it's time for me to pass on the rulership.
Gasping all around the room.
You know, I appreciate your loyalty and your commitment and your adoration.
We love you.
We'll continue to be a loyal servant to the country.
Who's your heir?
Who is my heir? Who is my successor?
Barry.
Since we are the vaginal aisles, it will be, of course, another woman.
Juliet.
It will not be Juliet.
Oh.
She can't even tell a surplus from a deficit, so I don't feel like that is an appropriate leader for anything, including a toilet.
But she won't be looking at the finances. You didn't look at the finances, so she won't either.
Oh no, I was, you know, if you know, she
you
has
were.
To at least, huh?
You are looking at them.
I was looking at the high level finances that they gave me. I mean, of course, the president looked like, even the president of the United States, the president of, or the leader of Ireland, that leader, you know, looks, may not look at the line item budget, but they look at the budgets in general.
At the bottom where it says total minus 500 billion. You saw that part.
Well, see, and everything that Juliet showed me was positive 500 billion. So.
Okay. But maybe she's wrong now, and yet she are. And
that's why I, you know, I need to do the thorough audit.
Right.
To see if it's, to see where, so, you know, is it a budget? Is it a budget deficit? Is it a budget surplus? We don't know until we do a thorough audit.
So it isn't Juliet. It isn't Barry for some reason.
Who I'm trying to think of a, you know, I kind of like Scotland's ruler, so I might, you know, choose her.
Nicola Sturgeon.
Yeah.
That's the one.
So maybe, you know, Nicola Sturgeon might be up for it.
Well, with Jacinda Ardern. She was always well liked, wasn't she? Ardern.
Yeah, she seemed to do a good job. So, you know, she could be part of the shortlist. I would of course want to consider whether or not my daughter would be a good leader and or want the job. Yeah, I think there's strong options there.
So you're going to give a shortlist. Are you going to let the people vote?
I will let the people vote but then ultimately make my own decision. I want to see what the pulse from the people is.
10% vote for your daughter, 5% vote for Nicola Sturgeon. Trying to do maths here. 20, 50, 34% vote for Jacinda Ardern.
Jacinda?
And then there was a write-in vote for some Barry Perry person, like 51%.
Well, since the majority of rational people think that Jacinda would be the good option, then
yes.
I should probably go with Jacinda.
Jacinda's going. Oh, cool. Are you going to stay I mean, a third of the people are happy with that. That's usually how democracy works. If anything, a bit more than how democracy works. Are you staying on the island or are you going to leave?
No, I'll stay on the island.
In the same palace?
Well, I'll have my own home separate. Yeah, because of course the palace would need to go to the current leader.
And now she's going to be the most royal empress and highness, and you're just...
Well, she can also choose her title if she would like to change her title. She's welcome to.
I think she would go with a bit of tradition. Not too traditional, but go with, you know.
Yeah.
Easier thing. So you're just Alex now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would be the former highness, Alexis. Yeah.
I mean, Larry ran up and booted you up the ass first day.
Well, I mean, it would still be Alex to people who were in my close circle. It would still be Alexis to everybody else.
And Larry ran up on the street and booted you in the arse.
Is Larry still... Larry booted me in the ass?
Yeah.
I thought Larry and I were okay.
I mean, you punted his father out of the country. He has been holding a grudge.
Yeah, but he said that he was good with it.
I mean, he was a kid who was holding a grudge.
Wait, he was 20 years old. It's not... I mean, yes, that's a kid, but it's also...
I mean, you know, revenge best served cold and long and just...
Well, you know... One, I'm not the leader anymore. That's up to Jacinda to figure out. But I would also very publicly say what a small, petty little boy, little man-child he is for being so immature as to not tell me the truth about how he felt. And to be that deceptive about the, you know, desiring help and my good graces. You know, I helped him quite a bit. And he is now backstabbing me. So that says more about his character than mine.
Hey, he doesn't seem regretful about it. And he is picking up his dad at the airport. Who's coming back? Himself and Juliet got married in Alabama. And he's decided to relocate. He is retired.
Well, that's up to Jacinda as to whether or not they're allowed back on the island.
I think she thought it would be good to heal the country since half the people are very much fans of him. But he's just living out. He's retired.
If that's what she believes, then it's, you know, then that's her leadership.
Yeah, he stopped child hunger. Alexis, as you go off into retirement, powerless and next door neighbors to Barry.
No, we wouldn't be next door neighbors. He would have a permanent restraining order. Jacinda, if she's going to be that benevolent, she's not stupid.
Yeah, that's fair
enough. So he would have to be on a completely different island. And I, quite frankly, I can't imagine that Barry would have been able to find the clitoral islands anyway.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So no, she, you know, while she may be being benevolent, she's not stupid. So he is restricted. He and all of his family are restricted, you know, because even when leaders retire, there are still certain parameters and everything that you have to think of that of course will be maintained,
including his dogs.
Yeah,
including his dogs. They're not allowed near you.
Well, I mean, he's on a different island, so you know.
You shouldn't have to worry about that. Okay. Alexis, you have a personal grudge against a man called Barry, and I don't like it. Thank you for doing this stupid podcast. Where are you online? Did you say? Where people do find you?
I'm not really on the whole symbol formerly known as Twitter much anymore, but I am on Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky. I think those are the main ones.
And you're down as just Alexis Adkins.
Alexis Adkins. I think on Threads and Instagram, I'm alexis.adkins.actor, if I recall correctly. And then Blue Sky is simply Alexis Adkins.
Okay, bye everyone. By the way, I was going to ask, if you were still the ruler, or your final words to your compatriots, what advice would you give them, or what would your final words be?
Do unto others as you would have done unto you.
How petty.